Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily lives, in our politics, in our social life, in our soul. And tonight, this is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I am joined by my great compatriots, Anne.
Anne Ortley here in New York on my bright red desk.
And Mark.
And Mark Waltz, also in New York.
And we have one heck of a new moon in Aries coming up in the next 24 hours. And it is this new moon, the first new moon of the astrological year, really launches us. It's a very exciting, explosive, combustible, but also really exhilarating. I've heard several people today tell me that they are just planning to turn their life around. They have some major shocking plans to shift. So it'll be interesting to see what the headlines bring us for the next couple of days. And how do you feel about this Aries moon?
I think it's great. I did a new moon webinar tonight on the Aries moon,
mm-hmm.
and was very much about how we're going to do it, how we're going to work with it, what we're going to do, because it's very interesting how strong it is. It's really powerful.
Mm-hmm. Really powerful one. I agree, and it's so close to Uranus. It's got this extra electrical charge. And it forms a tight trine to Saturn, so it's got some muscle behind it as well. And the Venus just went into Aries yesterday. So what else did you notice about the strength of this particular new moon?
Well, I think it's got a couple things. It's got the two T-squares, and what a T-square is a volatile energy pattern. It's tying into the big T-square. I'm getting a big echo reverb. Is anybody else feeling it?
Yeah, me too.
No.
Oh, good.
Not,
so maybe
Mark.
They aren't in the public, which is good.
Let me just try something, see if it works. Okay.
Just minor.
We're trying. We're flicking with the
thing.
Okay.
It can set off almost too much electrical charge.
Right.
I've noticed people have been
really,
very
really
irritable
very
for the
powerful.
Last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It also has a lot of, it has a key in it. What the keys do is they kind of pop open charts, and it has a couple of kites. So it's going to fly us into new situations really quickly.
Yes, and it's going to be interesting to see how this takes off and what energy it puts into the political situation at the moment. And it's such an explosive combination that I think we should hear some interesting fallout, sudden decisions that are being made this week. I know we're keeping an eye on how the Panama Papers are unfolding around, and that really started to happen when Mercury conjunct Uranus last week. And did you see that with all the details that came from, when we saw that Mercury-Uranus conjunction, it was like, what is about to be revealed? Because it happens once a year, and it's usually kind of shocking information.
Secrets
that just got exposed. So it will be interesting to see when they realize how many thousands of people who had offshore accounts in Panama and what that means for them in politics and business. It'll be interesting. We'll see. What may be shocking to us is that nothing happens, but I think we're going to see some interesting fallout from that.
I think we're going to see some interesting names on those lists when they get revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And it, you know, and that's also the eclipse, because the eclipse was very much about seeing secret things, and this new moon has Saturn and Mars in the eighth house.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, in the chart cast for Washington D.C. and a pile of planets in the 12th. Well, I got my money in the secret bank account, and I didn't tell you, and I probably didn't pay taxes on it either. And now you caught me, and what does that mean about what I've been saying to you about you electing me as president or me serving as your governor or me being your elected official? So I think it's an interesting the Panama thing will definitely play out really interesting. And, of course, it hit during the eclipses. We're just finishing the eclipses up this next couple days as that new moon comes. So the eclipse part, the release, the wow, here's the information. And I guess the thing was leaked about a year ago or so, and it's the full moon eclipse that we had this month ties us back to Libra time in 2014. And somebody had said on Tuesday at the Access Group that I guess Bernie Sanders said, why are we voting on this thing in Panama? Why are we doing it? So Mark and I were laughing that probably Bernie doesn't have any money there. But other people might. So
it's going to be interesting to see.
Mm-hmm. And you want to explain what the Panama thing is for people that maybe haven't been following it?
That a major legal company that handles offshore accounts and creates screens for people from outside countries, and they had a mole in it that approached a German paper, who then realized this was too big for them, and they approached an international consortium of investigative journalists. And at the moment, you can only get information about who's on all of Putin's family that's on the list from the English newspapers. And like, we can't get anything in America about what's on the American list, but you can see that on Al Jazeera and the German papers. You have to kind of look to other countries to report, because no one's really reporting on their own country except Iceland. And they got information that the Icelandic president, who had run on a platform of being honest and protecting and paying your taxes and taking care of your country, had a large offshore account, and now he has stepped aside. He hasn't stepped down yet, but he has stepped aside while they try to figure out the fallout from this. Mm-hmm. So there's many thousands of people on this list. And it's just, again, part of the shakeup with that Uranus squaring Pluto, the shakeup of power structures that is an ongoing process in all the way it can, many, many different forms. I'm looking at the shakeup of the Republican Party this year as a prime example of that. So it's interesting to see and how to work with this, and that whenever we can come honest without, you don't have to tell on ourselves for things that aren't important. But the closer to the bone of honesty that we can hold ourselves, the safer we are from these aspects, the more we can use them to empower us rather than, juggle them. Mm-hmm. Mark, how have you seen these aspects unfolding, this new kind of call for honesty and this restless intensity?
Well, very much what we're talking about, the interesting thing will be what eventually comes of it. The shock is there is for real. we're seeing that, and we expect that kind of shock. But these people don't go down without a fight. So we'll see.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I have a couple of questions that came out on internet. It looks like we've got a fair amount of people on the line. So shall we get started with this?
Sure. The other thing is, one little comment with Venus and Aries and Mercury and Taurus.
Yes.
Venus and Aries is just for a short period. They're both very fast. And Mercury and Taurus is going to be a long time because we got a retrograde coming. But both of them changed signs this week. So people's communication is a little sharper and faster and a little more cutting. So you want to be careful about how you say things, because you can hurt people's feelings pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And the emotions have the energy to quick change, you know, drop in or drop out of love, or fall in quickly. I mean, Venus is in a fire sign, Mars is in a fire sign, and they're moving into a trine over the next few weeks. So it could be really combustible spring fever. Easy to fall in love, but it's also easy to end a relationship that's been sitting there too long and not supportive enough. And that's something I've just seen three of them where somebody in the partnership said, it's just not going anywhere, I gotta leave. And that wanting more out of the relationship, like, are we in, are we out? but it's a good time to make any kind of new connections from this new moon to this coming full moon, any kind of new connections that we can with that Venus and Mars trine.
Mm-hmm. And very long-lasting connections, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can be very long-lasting.
And we have a call, an email that says, my daughter's birthday is October 10th, 2000 at 2:36 p.m. in Mount Kisco, New York. And around the time of the eclipse, she was blindsided and didn't get something that she thought she deserved. When she went back to the person who made the decision, received a half promise that the situation might be rectified in a few weeks. She feels really sad that her talents and efforts aren't being recognized and angry about the situation. Will she receive some new good news soon? She's been working with this person for the next 2.5 years, so she can't just walk out. How could she proceed? And
so October of 2000?
Mm-hmm. October 10th of 2000.
Okay.
And Pluto is exactly squaring her sun, which is you would expect to feel that sense of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Uranus
mm-hmm.
is squaring her nodes, and
yep.
her natal moon is in Pisces. So, and with Mercury conjunct Mars in Scorpio, she won't forget.
No, and she's been doing it for 2.5 years, so is it like a babysitting job or something?
She's going to be working with the person for the next 2.5 years. I'm sorry.
Oh,
and
she's going to be working with them, okay.
Yes, like she just got a job, and she thought, I was a promotion or an example.
Mm-hmm.
And
but she's
16. And she's in the last, her progressed moon is at 19 degrees of Libra. She's in the last, year of a progressed the progressed lunar dark of the moon. And she'll hit a progressed lunar new moon in about 14 months. So if she can stay where she is for the next 14 months, she may not have to wait 2 years. It doesn't matter where she was, learning to deal with loss and to have patience and to play it for the longer haul than this is a worthy lesson to learn at this age and not an easy one for her chart to learn. So really to think about what she wants beyond this and what steps need to be taken, because she can think for the big picture once she's ready, but their poor Pisces moon can feel so hard.
Yeah, see, I see she's got Saturn in Gemini down in the fourth, and it rules
mm-hmm,
her ascendant.
Mm-hmm.
Gemini
mm-hmm.
always has to do everything twice, so she definitely needs
mm-hmm.
to ask again. But I'm also looking, she's got Pluto square the sun in Libra. You know, part of her job is she's supposed to. Well, but it's also, she has to hold people that are giving her commitments. I mean, her purpose is to hold them accountable.
Mm-hmm.
So that
mm-hmm.
little Pisces moon, rather than suffering for the next 2.5 years, I'm kind of
mm-hmm.
like, why does she have to work with a person for 2.5 years? If they're not
mm-hmm.
honorable now, her chart with that south
mm-hmm.
node in Cap, it goes to that Saturn
mm-hmm.
Gemini. You know, if they said they were going to
mm-hmm.
do something and they aren't keeping their word, her chart really is supposed to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I said, maybe not right away, but say, okay, well,
mm-hmm.
when can that story be rectified? What did I not understand about it
mm-hmm.
that you misled me? But she's
mm-hmm.
supposed to hold her authority figures accountable with these transits,
mm-hmm.
even if she's only 16.
Yeah.
And she's got to learn a little patience. So there's a combination of finding a good line between holding them accountable and finding the patience to work her way up. And even though that Pisces moon hurts, what can she learn from this situation before she leaves? If it's really dysfunctional, go ahead and leave.
Yeah, where do you see
mm-hmm.
them needing to learn patience? She's a Saturn rising. She's
with the south node on the ascendant and a ten is mm-hmm. in a Vesta on the ascendant and a tendency to kind of feel insecure that buckles
mm-hmm.
up with that moon in Pisces. And can
mm-hmm.
take things personally when maybe it just needs work. if you're, I just feel that Chiron in Sagittarius, her progressed Venus in Sagittarius, pounding on her, and I see that she's at the dark of the moon of a cycle,
mm-hmm.
and it's, you know, that she can't hurry anything right now. Even if the person was perfect, there might be some delays because she's finishing up the cycle. She may find that because she didn't get this, she has a chance to have more of an adolescence than she would have had she had the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And to really use this time now to wrap up cycles, finish things with people, learn, you know, perfect her craft, work, do her work, and watch the changes begin. The wind will really be in her sails starting in about 14 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I agree with the balsamic moon. I'm just looking at that mutable cross in the fixed houses. So I guess I don't see her as that impatient. I see her as expecting. But, you know, I do agree when you're in a balsamic phase.
It's not impatience. You're right. It's it's kind of expecting things to arrive. And I feel like, you know, her idea of, but I've worked so hard for this, it might be need some perspective on a global scale, not a childhood scale.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not Christmas time yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, That's all quite true. And, you know, the upshot is that it's a chance for her to learn that if she stands in her own sense of power, things
mm-hmm.
will work out.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
stay with the truth. And, you know, you don't need to make a lot of noise if you're standing in what's true.
Mm-hmm.
Things will line up around you. Doesn't
right.
seem like it at first. And it seems like other people are getting away with stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But if you simply stand where you have the steadiness of truth, then everything that's supposed to happen will happen.
Hmm. Yes.
Well, if we look at her, I mean, I like to do solar arcs too. So if we look at her,
mm-hmm.
she's 16 and a half, and,
mm-hmm.
and that's the age of the moon. But in
uh-huh.
5 months, 6 months from now, she's hitting that Uranus at 17. And then her sun is 17:45, which
uh-huh.
is 17 and 9 months. So,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
you know, I think part of this is if she's got Mercury in Scorpio, so if somebody lies to her, you know, I mean, we don't know what the story was that she was told. Yeah. So if they uh-huh. if they lied to her, this is a big deal. If they actually said, well, you know, we told you this, but now we're not doing it. Her chart is that's the Pisces moon, where she's picking up, perhaps on a deeper level, the intent to deceive. And that's not something this chart can put up with well. So
right.
I would say to her,
I agree.
Give it another pass in a few months, and if it doesn't work, you don't, you know, see if, I mean, you're 16. How can you be indentured to something for 2.5 years
mm-hmm.
more? You know, go and shift and go someplace else. But that's kind of, you know, her chart is really about not working with people that are lying to her.
Mm-hmm.
It's the karmic lesson with the Saturn retrograde and the Jupiter retrograde. And she will have authority figures that are not truthful. So
mm-hmm.
part of the story is saying, well, you're not being truthful to me. I have to hold you accountable on some
mm-hmm.
level for that, rather than putting up with it and then setting up a pattern of having authority figures mislead you going forward. But I'm also, you know, I'm looking at that sun in Libra kind of going, well, what's the authority figure promising and not delivering, because the sun's in the eighth.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I was going to do this for you, but now I'm not really. Well, that
mm-hmm.
what, you know, what kind of commitment did they make? And she's got the South Node in Cap, so she's going to believe them when they tell her. But if they tell her if they don't keep their word, Mars in Virgo, she keeps track. And I
mm-hmm.
think that chart then kind of needs to stand up to the authority that's not keeping its word and saying
mm-hmm.
why.
mm-hmm.
What's that about? And it might be she's on a team, or because it's Pluto in the 11th, which it might be some kind of group thing and somebody else
yep.
received the award. But it's also, does she want to stay in a group where she was told something would happen and she wasn't given it? But that, again, is her journey in this life. So this may be her first...
Right.
Her first run into it, yeah.
One of the things I worry about with the T T-square, grand square, with the moon in Pisces, is that mother tends to feel her daughter's pain and can move into an enabling situation, or, you know, they can suffer about her suffering. And I think it's important for her mom to believe in her, to not tell her what she has to do here, but really support her to make good choices, then back her up on those choices, but not get angst-ridden about her daughter's angst, but just believe in her and that she's learning something, and back her up to ask the good questions and make the move she needs to make.
I think we all vote with that one, totally.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
But I'm also like, with this kind of chart, she has to, with that Mars in Virgo, she's not supposed to, supposed to allow the bad authority. You know, she's got, her authority figures are severely compromised. She's got a weak Sun, she's got a weak Jupiter, she's got a weak Saturn in a lying sign. So she's going to, her women are good, but her authority figures, as described by, you know, those planets, are a little stressed. So she can run into weak authorities that she needs to, part of her path is to hold them accountable, so not put up with it. Yeah. So we'll see. Yeah, but I would say check back with her in 6 months, or whoever the boss is in 6 months, and see if the story changes. And then at that point, she may say, I don't want to do it anymore, because the Uranus is 17. So.
But I just want to see how much her life is going to change when she hits that progressed new moon in a year and a bit. So let's move on to the next one. We've got a couple people here on the line. Area code 703, you're on the line. How can we help you? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how can we help you?
Hi.
You're on the line, on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm having some aftermath after the eclipses with my boss. And
okay.
It's been
What's
pretty
your
bad.
Birth information?
It's November 8th, 77.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles, California.
And time?
12:12 a.m.
And the question was?
You know, do I move on from this job? Should I stick it out? I feel like when I do the synastry with this person, there's a lot of Saturn and Chiron, and I don't know if I'm just play out some karma or what, but I've had a lot of issues with, I mean, it's funny, you were talking about authority figures earlier, and having a lot of boss sort of issues.
And what do you see?
So, boss immediately above you or two up?
What was it?
The boss immediately above you or two up?
Is it your boss's boss?
Is it
no,
your boss's boss or your boss? Huh?
My boss.
Mm-hmm. Your boss. Okay, so we're looking at the Venus boss. And our Venus is in Libra last degree, sextiling to Saturn. So the eclipse was about your value and your worth relative to the other group. It looks like that's where it would have landed. And your progressed moon is sitting on that right now. And the new moon that we're having right this second is on your eighth house of how you're valued. And you have the moon Pluto on straddling the north node. So that's a lot about, well, how am I valued in my position by others? And with the sun Uranus in the third, the boss is micromanaging perhaps, or their day-to-day, they say one thing and then they do another and they're inconsistent, can make your chart a little bit crazy. But, you know, I'm always
fair.
Don't quit a job until you have another one. And you are having, I'm ready for new work. The progressed moon right now is at 16 Pisces. So it's going to hit in 4 months. It's going to hit the eclipse degrees and the node's going to come to it, which is very much, let me change and get myself out of here, moon on the north node. So I think if you're not out of there by the fall, I would be surprised. September timeframe when the Saturn comes and lands on that point again. So I think part of it is you seeing them clearly and saying, you know, what's the long range position you want to have. And part of it, you're having this giant rebellion because Uranus is opposite your Vesta, and you kind of want to run away and join the circus. So there's a part of you that really wants, you know, you're completely, the 16-year-old, you're having the, gee, what do I need to do to break free and not be caught in the structure where I'm feeling picked on? And so that's you're having kind of a different question that you're asking, but very valid. And with the Mars in the, with Saturn in the first, your chart tends to be conservative on how it approaches things rather than saying, okay, let me get out of here. So, Mark, what do you think?
Nothing that you haven't said.
I see that with the Saturn on the ascendant, natally, there's so much about taking your own authority here. And that in the past, you may have kind of hidden some of your own talent and appear agreeable, to get along with people, to be liked. But meanwhile, you've been growing your own authority, and people aren't taking you as seriously as you deserve now that you've been growing this. So it may be that you've just kind of you have trained the people around you not to take you as seriously, and you need to start training them to let them see how competent you are, to kind of be aware that you might have hidden your competence earlier. And if they don't take the training and see you in fresh light, and you let them know in uncertain terms that you're ready to take on more responsibility and be less micromanaged, as Anne said, and if they don't, then you need to find some place that will respect that your talents. Because
okay.
You have both great focus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you recently finish a degree or some kind of education program that you would expect some kind of promotion and you're not getting it?
No. This is a new job. I just started it about 6-7 months ago.
Okay, it's a new job. Okay.
And it's got a lot more responsibility, and I've been told doing a great job. But now I feel like there's this power struggle with my boss, and we do have a lot of Saturn aspects, and I'm wondering if, you know, I started to feeling the need to break away and not feel so micromanaged, and if he's now reacting to that and trying to show me who's boss.
Yeah, that would definitely, because you know, he's a micromanager, showing up as a micromanager, and your eclipse right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the eclipse was on your progressive descendant, which is, I don't want you to micromanage me, right? And so you're having Saturn on the Neptune, you know, his impression of who you were when you hired was probably you weren't going to be as assertive as you are. And that's good. But that also then, and it's 7 months you started there, which is you started on the last eclipse. So you now are here kind of pushing, and you may say, you know, this is okay, but I'm not necessarily going to stay here, you know. But it also is working. Boss has Venus ruling the midheaven, and you have Venus-Saturn sextile, but now you're having Saturn on the Neptune. So boss's expectations may not be as clear as they think they are, you know. So,
and there may be something about trusting that even if they don't see how competent you are, you know you are. If you can hang in here, because it's interesting that your progressed moon is the same degree as the last caller's daughter's moon was, and 16 degrees of Pisces. But your progressed moon, again, goes into Aries in 14 months, and you begin to have so the energy, and you'll be taking, like, either they give you room to roll or you're out of there. But in this time, and how do you trust that even if they can't see it, you know you're competent, and eventually they see it? Feel that your boss is, the micromanaging is a form of his panic. It's his anxiety. It's not necessarily what you have done, that his opinion about you. So see if you can soothe his anxiety, because I think it's resonating off these eclipses and all this Aries energy, and it's, you're just caught in part of his anxiety. And that as he feels you've got it and you can help him with his anxiety, he calms down. And it looks like we're at the end of our hour, half hour.
The British lady spoke.
Good luck. And any last comments, my dears, for the people this week?
Pardon?
Take advantage of the new moon.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Get ready to launch something.
And
mm-hmm.
lovely aspects over the weekend to do new projects, new adventures, new exciting, and just sit down and do a new moon ritual about what you want to create. Very powerful time.
Yes, indeed.
Good.
And
so
take
the
care.
The key word is new. Okay.
Right.
The key word is
take
new,
care.
Right, yeah. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.